This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Jono, we got a guest.
This is very exciting. Could we please make welcome the wonderful new author about to launch his first full book, Tobias Madden, author of Anything But Fine.
Good morning, Tobias, and welcome to Joy.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Now, Tobias, I know it's not your first, you know, of official publication, but this is, I'm correct in saying this is your first kind of big solo novel, right?
Yeah, this is my debut novel. So I've had a short story published before, but this is my first proper full on novel. So it's very, very exciting.
Well, we're going to chat all about it. But before we do, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Because I think you come to writing and publishing in a different way than some other people might. What's kind of been your trajectory thus far in life and career?
Well, I started out as a performer. So I spent about 10 years performing professionally in Australia, doing big musicals around Australia and New Zealand, a couple of cruise ships, that sort of stuff. So I spent, most of my life doing that. And then probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I kind of stepped away from the stage, which was a pretty huge decision to make and not an easy one. Yeah, I sort of said goodbye to my performing career for now, at least, and started focusing on writing, and ended up getting a day job in publishing as well, which has been really, really amazing. So everything now is just books, books, books. My whole life is just books, which is really lovely because books are awesome. But, it's a very big change from the stage.
Had you always, had a keen interest in writing and reading and stories? Was it a natural kind of fit, or was it something you discovered later in life?
I think it was kind of a buried kind of interest that I had. I think when I was a young child, I read all the time and I wrote lots of, in air quotes, books when I was a very small child. Mum still has stored somewhere at home in Ballarat, and they're very adorable, I must say. But once I started performing when I was about, I think 14, I started tap dance lessons was when I first got into it. When I started dancing, I kind of left all of that behind and committed wholeheartedly to performing. So, it's one of those careers that you kind of have to give absolutely everything to if you want to make it, so they say. Once I started performing, it was all about performing until kind of my late 20s, when my career was starting to flag a little bit and I was finding it a bit harder to get jobs. And then I sort of started looking for another creative outlet. And then I sort of just had this, sudden light bulb moment of like, oh, that's right, I used to like writing. Maybe I'll write a book, which, seems kind of silly to think about at the time, but it all worked out. So it's a nice story, not a sad one.
It's better than that, Tobias. It's a beautiful story. The book is called Anything But Fine. Just give us a quick outline of the storyline without trying to give too much away, because it really is a beautiful, beautiful idea.
Oh, thank you. The story, it's a young adult fiction novel. And it's about a 16-year-old boy called Luca Mason, who's an incredibly gifted ballet dancer, on a pretty sort of stellar trajectory into that kind of professional world, until he falls down a flight of stairs at his ballet studio and shatters not only the bones in his foot, but his dreams of ever having a professional career in dance. So after that happens, he kind of has to take a step back and look at his life and where he's going and kind of figure out who he is without ballet, as part of his identity.
Yeah, I've been reading that because I'm in isolation in Tasmania, Tobias, and so I've had time. So I've, every day over the last week, I've read, a few pages. And one of the things that struck me about the novel is that I haven't obviously read a young adult's novel in some time, but opening the book and reading a story that was based in Ballarat, a place that I also know really well, but also a very openly queer story and a story that's based around the performing arts. It just struck me how amazing you've like nailed the experience of this young boy kind of navigating his sexuality, but also navigating his dreams as a performing artist. And it really made me smile. It made me tear up. And I just thought, this book is going to be such a beacon of hope for so many people, but I think especially for young, queer, curious boys. I think what you've done is just phenomenal. I mean, I can't wait for them to make the movie and for them to make you a millionaire. But you know, you writing about something that you've experienced, like one of the things that struck me, there's just this one moment really early on in the book where, you know, you guys they're doing corner work in the ballet studio. And I think anyone that had grown up in dancing studios like I had, and you know, the way you describe it, him kind of pulling up his tights and the chats that you're having in between exercises, I thought, God, Toby has nailed this. So it's so wonderful. And you must have had wonderful feedback before the book's official release, yes?
Yeah, it's been really positive so far. You know, and I think the story is obviously very personal to me, and it draws a lot on my experiences growing up in Ballarat and being in that dance world. And I think, you know, before I wrote this book, I hadn't really written anything set in our kind of world before. It was all fantasy stuff, which I really love. But writing this story and being able to just write about things that are, you know, are so dear to me, and that I'm so passionate about, whether that's the dance world or growing up queer in Australia and in country Australia as well, you know, it was just really lovely, and it came very naturally. And it's just such a nice thing to be able to draw on your own experiences, but then translate them for a much younger audience. Because obviously, you know, times have changed since we were teenagers and since we were growing up and coming out and all of that. You know, it's a different world now. Probably a little less different in country towns. You know, for those of us who are in Sydney and Melbourne, I think there's some really, really progressive communities and families and schools and stuff. But I think, you know, in country Australia, times are still a little bit sort of behind, possibly, depending where you are. But yeah, I really hope the book, you know, finds the right people and finds its audience, and that young queer kids or non-queer kids can, you know, get a lot out of it. And especially those who are growing up in the performing world. I think it's such an interesting world to write about, because yeah, it's so specific, but also, you know, anyone who's been through it, I think, will connect and identify with all of those kind of little things, all of those, you know, funny little details and stuff that really sort of help to put you in there, put you in the story.
I cannot recommend the book enough. And anyone out there that has young children that's listening, or anyone that, or young adults that are listening, or anyone out there that is a young adult, get onto this book, because I think that one of the wonderful things about it, Tobias, is that you know, that kind of sexual awakening that all of us go through as young adults is really beautifully depicted in this story. And it's really sexy. And it just made me think of when we were all young. And, you know, I love how you've treated it. It's treated with such beauty and such care, and it's fun and flirty and all of those things. So, get onto it.
Tobias, just one final question for me. What next for you? This is going to be a big smash, I think, a great success. Are you going to write a follow-up? Are you going to try and take your writing endeavors in a different direction?
I've already written what I hope will be my next book. So that one's finished and kind of with my publisher at the moment, and hopefully they want to publish that and make it a proper book. But that one's done, and that's kind of not a sequel, but it's set in Ballarat. Again, sort of similar world, and that one draws a lot more on my background in music theatre. So it kind of revolves around a local amateur theatre production, which was a lot of fun to write. So I'm really hoping that one hits shelves sometime soon.
Fantastic. Tobias Madden, author of a brand new book, Anything But Fine. Thank you for joining us here on Joy 94.9 this morning. Congratulations on getting published, and we wish you the very best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun to chat.
Thanks, Tobias.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.